I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Gadgets power our lives these days. Yeah, I'm talking to you and your smartphone and your tablet. Our personal arsenals of devices run on batteries, which can contain toxic substances and aren't as efficient as we'd like. But what if we could use a battery that's both way more efficient and biodegradable? The World's Bradley Campbell has a scoop on what might just be a battery breakthrough.
Virginia Tech is a high-powered research university, so it's no surprise to find a research team there led by a Chinese-born scientist, Y.H. Percival Zhang. What is a bit of a surprise is the energy source his team's working with.
The key idea of this sugar battery is try to extract all the energy in the sugar and convert it to electricity.
Zhang's power source for what he says is a breakthrough bio battery is sugar. That's right, he's setting up the public health villain as a clean energy hero. Zhang says his biodegradable battery could replace millions of small batteries made from toxic or environmentally dicey substances. And he says it could last at least 10 times longer than current lithium-ion batteries. The sugar Zhang's battery runs on is maltodextrin. It's something you may have seen on an ingredients list on a food label. It's basically made by cooking down starch. His battery uses enzymes as a catalyst to strip electrons from the maltodextrin and create a current. So it's really a rechargeable fuel cell, more than a typical battery, but it's one that runs on super ordinary stuff. Zhang's team published a report on their research in the latest issue of the journal Nature Communications. Now, it isn't wholly new. Work on sugar-powered batteries has been going on at least 20 years, and Zhang himself has been on the case for a while.
We work on this battery for 5 years already.
What makes Zhang's battery unique, he says, is its efficiency. It squeezes way more energy out of the sugar.
We are the first one can extract all the energy in sugar and convert it to electricity.
Zhang says his invention is also an order of magnitude more powerful than previous sugar batteries, and he hopes it will be ready in just 3 years. Now, of course, not everyone is so optimistic. Vince Battaglia of the Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California has spent a large part of his career working on energy storage. Now, he agrees that sugar has a lot of potential. He says it's nearly as dense an energy source as gasoline.
So that's all nice. The problem is, in terms of putting it into a cell phone or putting it into a mobile device, you know, you're going to have CO2 coming out of this device and water.
That's because, as Zhang acknowledges, it's a fuel cell rather than a traditional battery. So there are still plenty of nagging details to be worked out before it could be practical. Zhang says he recognizes the challenges. And he says scientists would also have to solve at least two more big ones before something like this could be ready for larger scale application. Improve the lifetime of the battery and increase its power. Still, he believes in its potential for low power devices.
We believe in the future this battery will be used to power portable electronics like a smartphone, iPad, Kindle.
A pipe dream? Yeah, perhaps. Such predictions about sugar-powered batteries have been made for years. But as anyone who's reached for a donut today can attest, sugar has an undeniable power. For The World, I'm Bradley Campbell.